Learning with Tzubat Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Shelot V'Tshuvot Yechavedad, Chelek Dalet, Siman Lamed Zayin. If you look at the weather forecast, you look at the hourly weather forecast, it's supposed to rain every single hour from now until Wednesday. So I wanted to learn, what are the halachot of eating in the sukkah? Because at best it's optimism, and at worst it's Uzun Shama Parim Tzvatenu. So at best it's optimistic, we should learn what it is, but Be'ezrat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity tomorrow night to sit in the sukkah, to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraita of eating a kezayit of bread in the sukkah. There is a mitzvah min haTorah, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Kaf Zayin says, just like on Pesach, there is a mitzvah to eat a kezayit of matzah the night of Pesach, Leil Pesach, so too there is a mitzvah to eat a kezayit, doesn't say kezayit, there is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot. Meaning, you want to eat bread, you don't want to eat bread, there's a mitzvah to eat bread the first night of Sukkot. The other 7 days, 6 days, the rest of the time, you don't want to eat bread. You don't want to eat mizanot. You want to eat fish and rice and vegetables? Don't eat in the sukkah if you don't want to. The first night, there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Now, if it's raining, mitzvah patur in the sukkah. If it's raining and you get home, you can start your meal at home. However, if it clears up, it's still a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Now, what's the question? It's a very svarti question. When you eat matzah on Leil Pesach, you're not allowed to have anything mixed with it. You have to have just pure matzah. When you eat the bread, the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, it needs to be a kezayit. You need a kezayit of bread in the sukkah first night. Does it have to be just bread? Or can you put some chumus and matbucha on it? Yeah. Right? Can you put chumus? Meaning that's a serious question. Meaning, you know, we usually eat bread on Friday night. You put something. You're not going to eat... No, that's the question. Because on Leil Pesach, you have to eat a kezayit matzah, plain. So, that's the question. So the Gemara in Sukkah says you learn from Pesach. It says tedvav and tedvav, zekzera, savah, both are on the 15th. We learn just like there's a mitzvah to eat the night of Pesach, so too there's a mitzvah to eat the night of Sukkot. לא הבנתי.
מה? אתה יכול בערב פסח, אתה אוכל את המצה, וכל השבוע אתה יכול לא לאכול...
Correct. Yes, correct.
The first night
you have to eat matzah. The rest you don't want to, don't. The same thing in the sukkah. The first night you want to, you don't want to, there's a mitzvah to eat bread in the sukkah. The rest of the 7 days, you don't want to eat bread. Don't eat, you don't eat bread. Shabbat, Yom Tov, we'll talk about another time. You have to be 250 something grams. Maybe that's a lot. Then you have to wash and say amotzi. No. So that's the question. That's the question. What do you have to eat? What does it have to be? No. So that's so. Some achronim say no. You can't eat donuts. Donuts won't fulfill the mitzvah. So, meaning, because the Gemara says, Ne'emar, it says 15, 15, 15, the same rule that applies to Pesach applies to Sukkot. That's what the Gemara learns. You have an obligation to eat in the Sukkah from the fact you have an obligation to eat Matzah. The question is, okay, but I don't have to eat Matzah in the Sukkah. I mean, it's different. It's somewhat different. How different is it? That's the question. How different is it? Because it's clearly different. It's not Matzah, it's bread.
Okay, the first time it's raining, it's pouring, I'm eating at home. Do I have to eat bread?
You have to eat breakfast at Yom Tov, but you don't have to eat in the Sukkah? No. No. No, you have to eat in the Sukkah. The mitzvah is to eat it in the Sukkah. There's no Sukkah, there's no mitzvah in the Sukkah. No, to eat a kezayit of bread in the Sukkah. Meaning, let's assume it's going to rain from now until Wednesday. Then you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. However, if at 2 in the morning, you wake up Friday night, you ate at home. You ate at home. You ate inside because it was raining. 2 in the morning, you wake up, stopped raining. Let's say 11 o'clock at night, before it's hot. But certainly, if you wake up, and all of a sudden it stops raining, you got to get up, get outside, and eat a kezayit matzah in the sukkah. It's a din to eat to eat bread in the sukkah. Now I'm getting confused. See? You have to get up and eat bread in the sukkah. There's a hafamin in the mechilta that you have to eat matzah in the sukkah. But not for now. You have to, it's a mitzvah to eat the bread in the sukkah. It's not a hamot. You have to eat bread in the sukkah.
I think that's what you say.
If you, there's a mitzvah, din d'oraita, to eat in the sukkah. So if it stops raining and you're able to eat in the sukkah, you should eat in the sukkah.
You mentioned
that before chatos. It says before or after chatos. So for sure before chatos, but after chatos I'll tell you also. According to some, it's only din d'rabanan, but we assume it's din d'oraita, even until alot ha-shachar. Fine. So how close is it? So the ritva says it's worse. The ritva says no. On Pesach, you only have to eat a kezayit of masah. Right? On Sukkot, he says you have to eat more, a kebeitzah. You have to eat more. Why? Because you have to have yeshivas sukkah. You have to sit down. It's a meal. On Pesach, you just have to eat masah. It's not a meal. On Sukkot, you have to have a meal. A meal needs a kebeitzah. You have to eat even more bread in the sukkah, the Ritva says. We don't follow that Ritva. We assume the halacha, you only need a kezayit. But the Ritva is saying, they're already not equal. They're already not equal. So some say, okay, look, if you're learning from matzah, so just like matzah, you have to eat the matzah with nothing on it. So too on Sukkot, you have to eat the matzah with nothing on, you have to eat, just like on, rewind. You guys know what that means. Just like on Pesach, you have to eat the matzah with nothing on it. So too on Sukkot, you have to eat the bread with nothing on it. But he says, you know what, hold on. Pesach has all sorts of rules. Pesach has all sorts of rules about what the matzah, why? Because ba'inan ta'am matzah. It has to taste like matzah, right? So if it already doesn't taste like matzah, it's a problem. But no one told you how to cook your bread. No one tells you exactly how the bread has to taste. So maybe it's not the same. As long as you eat a kezayit of bread, and you put hummus and tzchug and whatever you put on it, as long as it's a kezayit of bread, then it would be okay. However, the question is, well, how far do we take this comparison of Lel Pesach and Lel Sukkot? So there's the famous Gemara in Pesachim that Rav Seifet would fast every Erev Pesach. Why? He said he was so sensitive that if he would eat on Erev Pesach, he wouldn't be able to eat matzah at night. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah l'te'avon, and if he ate during the day, he wouldn't be hungry at night to eat the matzah. So the Tzlach, the Nodav Yehuda, asks, what about Erev Sukkot? Isn't there a mitzvah to eat also Erev Sukkot, on Lel Sukkot b'te'avon? Why didn't he also fast Erev Sukkot? The Gemara only says he fasted Erev Pesach. He should have fasted Erev Sukkot also in order for him to eat at night, l'te'avon. Yes, he answers, this is funny, but he answers,
It's not the same.
So he says, well, no, so he answers, yes, yeah, so he answers even more. I think the question is better than the answer. He says, no. To eat matzah, plain matzah, dry matzah, so that you have to be hungry. But Lel Sukkot, you'll eat the bread with a little bit of hummus, with a little bit of fish, with a little bit of this. You'll put the echtavon. It's not a big deal on Lel Sukkot. You don't have to fast all day in order to, everyone eats Lel Sukkot, because you're going to sit, and you're going to drink, and you can eat all together. You're allowed to eat the bread with other foods. But on Lel Pesach, you're not allowed to. You have to just have the matzah plain, so you got to fast. But you see from here, that the Nodav Yehuda held that on Lel Sukkot, in order to eat the kezayit matzah, you can eat it with all sorts of other things, with all sorts of other things together to make it more l'soch t'te'avon. It's not good. Yeah. So that's the question. They start talking about, what if you have six Entenmann's donuts? What if instead of bread, you want to eat six Entenmann's donuts? Six Entenmann's donuts is hamosi, you have to wash. That's a lot. I'm not recommending it, but you have to wash. That's a lot. There's a whole question, though. Is that considered to be? So we assume, the halakha he assumes, in the end, mikaradin, technically it's fine. You can be yoseh with other things in it, with the chuppah, because you see it's not the same din. It's not the same din. All the reasons you're pointing out. On Pesach, he doesn't say this even, but on Pesach, the mitzvah is to eat matzah. You have to eat this food. On Lel Sukkot, you have to eat food. Don't say this food. You have to eat food. Food happens to be bread. So I ate the bread. I also ate hummus. Big deal. But I ate it because I ate the bread. Leave me alone. It's not the time. It's technically not. Nonetheless, Mikol Makom, he says, Lechatchila, Nachon, Lechol, Kezayit, Apad, Bli, Shum, Tarav, and Liftan. It's worthwhile to be machmir for this opinion, which he thinks is valid, to eat a kezayit of bread. It's 27 grams. It's not like all that much. It's a mitzvah. It's worthwhile to do it. Now, it's a mitzvah d'oraita. It's a mitzvah d'oraita to eat that night. So it's worthwhile to be machmir for these things. It's not just, oh, you know, there's a chumrah. If it's a mitzvah d'oraita to do it, we may as well try to do it the right way. Tzidikas diet of bread. You can do this at the beginning, in the first minute of the meal. Just give everybody a little piece of bread. They can fulfill the mitzvah d'oraita. But technically speaking, if someone piled on the hummus and the tzchug and all of that, and they ate a kazayit of bread in the sukkah, yesayid a chova, even mid'oraita.